ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadda Jewelers. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:01, ESPN 97.
Do you have a better chance with Dell beating Ryan Gosling or, like, I was just throwing some hypothetical Blake Lively stuff out here during a break. what do you have a better chance at? Landing Blake
Stealing Ryan Gosling's woman?
Yeah.
Or Ryan Reynolds' woman?
Okay, now hold on. You're taking part two. Winning a lottery or stealing Blake Lively? What do you have a better chance at?
You
realistically, what would an analytics guy say?
You're suggesting you're going to have to disrupt the marriage between Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and then she's going to choose you.
I'm saying in the Usted form. It can be anybody. Let's just say Tyler Scott, since he's not married.
But is in a committed relationship. But sure, let's throw him in the grease. Let's say Jose Bartita. We don't know who he's with.
Okay, let's say Jose.
Lottery.
Sorry, Jose. Man just took a shot at you. Let's say single... well-adjusted male versus...
Oh. Okay, Trey.
Hold on. Andrew Carlson. Andrew's a younger
beautiful
guy.
Andrew?
Let's take Andrew Carlson, and let's say, who has a better chance? Him of landing Blake Lively now when she's in what we would assume is a committed marriage?
Yes.
Or Andrew winning a lottery? Well, what percentage is
that? Well, Blake would say the lottery, because I would never leave Ryan.
But the numbers, what do the numbers tell us?
The numbers say... beautiful Andrew makes his way out to L.A. It's more likely that Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively break up and he gets a shot than he wins a lottery.
That's crazy.
It is.
But it's true. It's got to be because
they live in Hollywood.
I don't know. I'm going lottery.
I know what you're saying. But they live in Hollywood. That's very stressful.
It's true.
They've already had the kids. So who knows? It's not like, well, we're still looking at, well, they've already had them and that could... they could drift apart. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not predicting anything because I don't know the relationship.
Well, who do you have a better shot taking away their woman, Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Well, Eva Mendes is Ryan Gosling's woman, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I don't.
See, I feel like Gosling is the gold standard. I don't think it's Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I don't know.
All the girls always talk about Ryan Gosling.
Well, I don't know. I feel like
Reynolds is a superhero.
You're swimming upstream no matter which way
you
go. I would say, I don't know. I don't know much about Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty good, those two. And if your name's Ryan, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's going. The Lances aren't as...
No.
I'm doing good.
Lance Armstrong.
I'm doing good. Lance Armstrong. Actually, I do pretty good. Lance McCullough's doing pretty good. Armstrong is... struggling a little bit right now.
I mean, are doing good. John Travolta, Kelly Preston, and all the other guys he's with.
Now, my wife is not real happy.
Go
to Tammy.
See?
I know. He is really extra today.
Wow.
He is really extra.
I'm not going to repeat it. Just go. If you are listening now and didn't catch it, once the podcast goes up.
Did you dump that?
No. curse. Either way, if you didn't catch it. Just go back to the podcast, start at the 10 o'clock hour, right around 2 to 3 minutes in, you'll hear what John said.
Tammy wants to talk about the protest. What do you say, Tammy?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, what do you think about how the riots and the looting and everything is affecting our strip clubs? Because I need to go back to work. I do not even file for unemployment. Will not even pay me.
Tammy,
what about
Adele has an important question.
Did you call yesterday under a different name?
No, I didn't call yesterday.
Do you know an Eric?
Yeah, she knows Eric.
Yeah.
An Eric who?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not Eric who, it's Eric Wong.
Why wouldn't your buddy Eric help you out since you're so intimately close to him? Is he not helping you out?
I don't even know who is this Eric Wong character that you guys are always talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, we got to ask you a question. So it wasn't the coronavirus that's shutting down the strip clubs, it's the riots and unrest, Tammy?
It's been from the coronavirus to the riots and then probably this damn hurricane.
Yeah, see? Yeah. So it's just one thing to the next. They can't catch a break.
So, Tammy, you haven't done any...
Strippers can't catch a break.
You haven't done any in-home calls?
Yeah, what about that?
Like in-home dance calls?
Why not?
Why not?
Absolutely not. Staying safe.
Private dances.
I'm not that kind of woman.
What? Staying safe?
You wouldn't dance for
no,
a guy?
No, he just means dance.
I didn't mean the extras, which, you know, might happen. I'm talking about just dancing.
That never happens with a stripper.
I know. I don't
have a pole at home.
Not at home.
Why am I here for this?
Not a pole.
I could have just left at 10.
You couldn't charge per dance at a guy's house? Is that out of line?
That's
you couldn't
an idea.
Do that? Yeah.
That's an idea.
How about we diversify?
Yeah.
Don't depend on the strip club where you have to give them a cut anyway.
Strike out on yourself.
Strike out on your own.
Try and be industrious.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Right. Be an entrepreneur, Tammy.
Tammy.
There's Del throwing up the cam girl stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cam girl, too, Tammy. Tammy, if you have the strip club, start the cam girl stuff. Like, you can hear the sound of ding, 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 ding. All those coins you'll get. And you don't even have to touch a guy. You don't have to touch a disgusting guy.
Why do you know what that sounds like, Del?
Because I'm a human being. I've seen cams before. Why am I going to pretend? I'm not fake.
I didn't know that you heard ding, 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 ding.
Well, I don't hear it. Mostly, it's the girls hearing it.
Oh, like a casino? Ring, 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 ring. You hear
all
it.
All I'm saying, Tammy,
it's just
background noise.
Don't allow civil unrest or the corona to keep you from getting your bag. That's all. There are plenty of dudes who would watch you on a camp.
Tammy kind of sounds like Cindy Garza. I should have been awake by now.
She did sound tired.
She did sound tired.
Because Eric's like, hey, get a call in. Get a prank call in.
Hey, did you just wake up, Tammy?
Yes.
You did.
See?
Yeah. So did
Eric woke you up and made you call.
So
who is this Eric person?
So after Eric bored you last night.
I don't even know who this Eric character is. Uh-huh.
Okay. After Eric, does Eric use this to keep you entertained? Because he can't do it with his weak D?
Whoa. She just said he's got weak D.
Is that
now
why?
You're going to get a call from Eric now.
That's fine. Who cares?
Weak D, you call
I would it. Imagine... I would imagine Eric has to do other things to keep you occupied because he ain't laying it down.
Whoa.
Wow.
See, no response.
You're trying to smoke him out.
Yeah,
you're trying to smoke him out.
Eric is going to grab the phone any second now.
And you know what we haven't heard is a rebuttal from Tammy. So maybe I'm hitting a chord.
That hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Finally, she had a nerve hit.
Certainly wasn't done by Eric.
Oh, God.
I just don't know who this Eric guy is.
Yes, you do.
Y'all are accusing me of putting
putting
me up to this call.
Well, let me explain it. His name is Eric Weak D. Wong. And shout out to him. Appreciate you, Tammy. We'll talk to you probably tomorrow.
All right, Tammy. Thanks for calling, Tammy. Got to get those strip clubs open for Tammy so she doesn't call every day.
Tammy, diversify. Become a cam girl. Then you don't even have to touch disgusting guys besides Eric.
Well... Well, maybe she doesn't want to touch Eric anymore. We don't know.
Well,
so we have somebody listening who wants to know who Eric is. So tell people who...
Eric is a caller to the show.
Who never really calls with serious topics.
No, he always...
And he promotes or he gets women he somehow knows to call into the show and pretend like he doesn't know them.
Right. I think it's the same woman.
Probably.
He calls like it's a serious call and then it turns not serious real fast.
Right. Yeah. Eric is a... Long time. He's a radio terrorist.
Yeah, he's an agitator.
Yeah.
He's Antifa.
He is Antifa.
So from now on, when you call in, I'm gonna have the interns. Once you tell them your name is Eric, or if I take the call, we're gonna reference you as Weak D.
Whoa.
And then you can come on the air.
Not Antira, anti radio.
Not Antira.
Not Sweet Tea.
No, Weak D.
Weak D.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. Man, you're dropping a weak D on him.
Hey, man. Just trying. I'm just saying. How do you. This. He has had the same
that
woman with
gotta
this.
That call's got to be Eric right there.
No, it's probably Gilbert.
You hear Del trying to smoke out. He wanted Tammy to respond, so, but she almost. You could hear her almost getting ready to, like, he doesn't have weak D.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know an Eric.
Give me the phone.
Give me a phone right now.
This is why callers. You know, Longhorn Scott, different callers. Well, actually, I don't know if Longhorn Scott is anti-Dell. But there are callers that, Dell, the callers get upset with you.
Why?
Because you make fun of them. Like Eric.
Are you going to miss your nap today because of that?
Yeah, it's going to keep me up. Callers getting upset with me, particularly agitators. Oh, man. How's that nap going to go? Yeah. Oh, just fine.
No, I think you'll fall asleep. I'm pretty sure you'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
Eric Wong sitting over the pile of bricks next to the phone.
Oh, see, he's a terrorist.
Well, that's what Tammy is, a pile of bricks.
Antifa, terrorist.
That's the pile of bricks. And radio. We grabbed one, but I threw it right back at Eric. That's all.
You got that brick. You got that load of bricks waiting for him. Weak deed bricks. 713-780-3776. Is that Gilbert that's still on that line?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see if we can't get Gilbert in on the other side. See if he's awake. So you definitely have to go.
Well, this has been a troubling show.
Every
landmines to maneuver all along the way.
Every show. You said that all week.
I know. Delstar's throwing weak D at everybody.
I know, right?
Not at everybody.
Just Eric Wong.
Just Eric.
Well, one guy.
Just Eric Wong. Right now, I'm throwing this out to you. HR&P. HR&P in these troubling times, there's somebody that you can really lean on. And here's the deal is they have been doing this for years and years. And this company has grown and grown and grown. My colleague, he blocked for Andre Ware at University of Houston. And he put this company together, and he wanted to do what a lot of these other companies don't do, is they give you a great deal on the payroll. And they give you a spectacular work on the HR as well. But here's the deal. The other companies are going to say, well, we've got a lower payroll. It costs us less. So you got to go with our payroll company. Look how much less. But then they force you to take their benefits packages, their insurance packages, their 401k packages. And you're like, wow, this is really expensive. And that's how they're getting you. They lure you in with the payroll, and then they got you. Well, HR&P doesn't have their own. They give you options for all of that, insurance and benefits and 401k, and they are going to do it. And they're going to do just the best job that they possibly can. Ask if you want to call up here and ask for Laura and ask her about HR&P. She's going to give glowing recommendation because they're awesome. And especially during these trying times, are they answering all your questions? HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
So some Houston players made a couple of lists. Not great lists. But this one is an obvious one. If I said, Dell, when the NBA returns, guys under the most pressure when the season resumes, it's almost automatic. It's James Harden is on every one of those. James Harden is on a list every year that a guy who has most to prove, guy who has to prove that he can do it in the clutch, guy that has to prove, guy that has to win a title, guy that, you know, is he not? I mean, James Harden is that guy in the league.
Yeah, he's done enough with individual accolades and stats for everyone to say this is one of the best players in the game. Now do the other thing.
You know, in golf, we have the best player to not win a major, and you've got to get over that hump. You've got to win that major. And that's Ricky right now. Sergio got his when he got his green jacket. Back in the day, it was Tom Kite. He went forever. He was a great player. Won a ton of money. I mean, Ricky's won a ton of money. He's on commercials. He's a mainstream guy, and you would be shocked how little he wins. But he's Ricky. Well, James Harden is that guy in the NBA. Other guys, they say Joel Embiid has got a lot to prove.
He's got to prove he can stay on the floor.
Well,
and be a guy who doesn't miss playoff games because of different ailments.
Right.
He's got to be that guy.
Jason Tatum.
I think that's a little much for Tatum. Tatum's in his third year or so?
He's 22 years old.
Yeah, I think that's a little much to be talking about him like that.
Rudy Gobert.
Well, what's Rudy Gobert?
Because he's the face of
COVID.
He's shut down every sport.
Yeah, but what does he have to prove?
He has to prove that he's not big an a-hole.
Not a super spreader?
Yeah. The most pressure. I guess he'll be... It'll be interesting to see how he plays after being sick. He and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, now he won't have to contend with potential fans booing him in his return. So you don't, unless that happens, unless it carries over to when fans are back in stadiums or in arenas. But I think as a Jazz player, getting out of the first round for that team is a big deal. Forget about Rudy Gobert. You add Mike Conley, who that experiment or that acquisition hasn't gone as well as they'd hoped. You have Donovan Mitchell. You have Rudy Gobert. So you have like three borderline legit all-stars. Getting out of the first round for them is a big deal. Now, they did it a couple years ago, and then the Rockets took them apart. The Rockets took them apart last year in the first round. If the Jazz can't have another first-round exit. It's a big deal for them. That team, well, now they won't have Bogdanovich. He's out for the year, so they do lose a weapon. But they need to step up as a team.
Yep. And then LeBron James is the last one. And I would imagine it says, you know, well, it's LeBron James, so he's always going to. But, you know, after the Last Dance, you know, and this has been the COVID of Mike. LeBron has got to prove, and plus he's 3-6 in the finals, as opposed to the 6-0 that Mike is. He's got, and he's, you know, he's going to try and win with his third team. I guess, yeah, there's some pressure on LeBron.
There's pressure considering what it took to get Anthony Davis there and all the baggage that LeBron carries from all the movement. And at 35, is he now? There's the window appear, although it doesn't look like it because of how he plays, but realistically the window isn't as large as it has been for him, and he'll be 36 when the new season begins. His birthday's on December 30th. Yeah, it's time for him. He hasn't won a title since what, 2016-17 was it, when they came back from the Warriors, and maybe he has three more shots at it, including this one, of when he's a legit superstar. It's a big deal
for him. Yep. No, it's absolutely. Yeah, I would disagree with the Jason Tatum one.
Yeah, that's too early.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. See, when Kyrie was out, he led him to.
Yeah. But he's not even the veteran. He's not the highest paid player on that roster. He's not the veteran, quote unquote, leader of the roster. Jason Tatum's going to come into his own. And sure, there's some pressure to be a great player in the playoffs. But it's not like he wasn't part of a team that already made the conference finals when he was like 20 or 19. Yeah. I think that one of all of them is the one that's probably.
Hell, he's already done more than James has. He took his team to a conference finals.
Well, James has done that.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true. That's true. He took him to game. Well, James took him to game 7, too. And then another list you really don't want to be on. Five most overrated wide receivers heading into this season. Julian Edelman is one. People are talking about Julian Edelman Hall of Fame when he just doesn't have any
exactly.
Numbers.
That's where that overrated stuff comes from.
I mean, I think that's kind of ridiculous. Julian Edelman doesn't have those kind of numbers. Sterling Shepard. First two NFL seasons, combined 124 receptions, 1,414 yards, 10 touchdowns, 65% of his targets.
Do people think Sterling Shepard's a great wide receiver? I mean, that Giants team's been...
Well, but I think they thought that here's what they're saying is that Odell can leave and that he can take over, but he's not gotten any better, even without Odell on the other side.
And he might not even be their best receiver now. Darius Slayton had a really good year last year as a rookie.
He also had a poor Eli and a rookie Daniel Jones.
So I'm not sure where that comes from, really, because I don't know if anyone expected Sterling Shepard to be great. He's a smaller, maybe inside receiver.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I didn't think of him as the next great one.
To me, he seems like he's a Will Fuller-ish guy, only smaller.
And he had some injury concerns, so I don't know how many games he's missed. Yeah, well, he's been in the league now for four seasons, and he missed six games last year, five games in 2017. I wouldn't call him just a guy, but I don't know if anyone thinks he's a great player, so why is he overrated?
I don't know. I think, well, maybe New York, they're overvaluing.
Okay.
Jarvis Landry. Now you watched him.
Yeah, he's a fine player, but I mean, he's okay. He's a good player, but
he got his bag in Cleveland.
Certainly. So if you're talking about money and what he got paid, and when you throw in what happened to that Browns team, you can call him overrated. as a – yeah, I guess. Jarvis, I always thought of Jarvis as a – what he was, an inside strong slot receiver. And now he put up numbers last year over 1,000 yards, over actually 14 yards of catch was a little bit surprising, 6 touchdowns.
He's a
good player.
Yeah, he's a possession guy. I mean, they're giving him the business a mere 11 yards per reception, 7.2 yards per target. He only catches 57% of his targets, which is low.
Well, a lot of that came under the Dolphins regime where they threw a lot of balls to him behind the line of scrimmage and asked him to make plays, even on like 3rd and 7. Hey, go break a couple tackles, which is my issue with Adam Gase, one of the issues. But last couple years in Cleveland, like last year in Cleveland, his highest yards per catch was at 14.1. He's had multiple 3,000 yard years, a couple high 900 yard years. I mean, probably doesn't deserve that compared to the best wide receivers in the game. But I'm still trying to figure out who thinks Jarvis Landry's a great player.
No, but when you get $75 million, you're supposed to be better.
Well, the Browns are dumb.
Yeah. Well, and so are the Eagles. He got a one-year $9.5 million deal with Philadelphia in 2017. He caught less than 800 yards worth of balls in 16 games, and then they gave him a four-year $52 million extension.
Who the Eagles do that for?
Alshon.
Yeah, and I guess he was part of that Super Bowl team, clearly, and had a – did he have a good year in 2000 in that year?
No, under 800 yards in 17.
Okay.
But I guess they thought, you know what? We won. Let's give him money.
Alshon will be 30. He's 30 now. He'll be 30 throughout the season. Yeah, you can call him overrated, but.
Well, I mean, that's that. Bill O'Brien's like 4 years, $52 million.
What a chump change.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
And then finally, Brandon Cooks.
Our guy.
Traded for a first rounder twice, a second rounder once. Seems like the idea of Cooks is better than the reality. Why are three teams? Why is he going from team to team to team? Last season with the Rams, 42 receptions, less than 600 yards in 14 games. Worst statistical output of his six-year career. He also scored a total of 7 touchdowns on 189 targets over the past 2 seasons. Despite this, Texans head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien seems to think he can replace DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, that is kind of laughable. And they say, that's laughable. I hate when our guys show up on most overrated list.
Have you noticed this offseason how often a Texans-related story is about how bad they are in relation to either money or expectations or who they replace? Have you noticed that this offseason?
Yeah.
It's been a continuous stream of whether it be articles you find legitimate or just clickbait stuff. Hey, a Texan makes a list of bad things.
Right. David Johnson just made a list of, most overpaid running backs. Yes.
True.
Yes. We get that. Yeah. I mean, least production, I mean, for Whitney, for a $54 million guy.
One of the worst trades in NFL history.
Bill
Barnwell ripped the DeAndre Hopkins trade apart. It's been a constant.
Worst offseason in the NFL.
Yeah, by far.
By far.
No one is comparable. It's been a constant stream, and we're talking about this all in a day where Bill O'Brien is getting a lot of credit from people. He came on the Zoom call with Michael Thomas, the new free agent cornerback / special teamer that the Texans signed. Or he might be a safety. But Bill O'Brien hopped on the call, talked about how he put out a very strong statement about police brutality in this country and just injustices overall involving institutions and the black community, people of color, and was getting applauded for it quite a bit. I haven't heard it. It was on a Zoom call, so I haven't found sound for it yet. But at least in this instance, Bill O'Brien getting some positive reviews.
Well, it's good, and you know what? You do have to come out. It's taken a little while, but he came out. But I don't know. Now, if he'd have come out and said, I don't know. I really didn't. I couldn't tell on the video.
I need to do more research?
Yeah. I couldn't tell on the video. Really, really. you know, Chauvin. I'm torn on this
one. We're going to call that a James Dolan. You pulled a James Dolan?
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. That's a huge, dude, this is the time where you can make all kinds of people happy. Just come out against a really, really, really crappy cop.
Yeah, Michael Thomas, as I mentioned, the new Texans DB. Being new here and hearing Coach O'Brien compared to what we've heard, it's so encouraging. I don't feel like I have to hide who I am or suppress. I was not expecting Bill O'Brien to be that thorough with his comments. That means a lot. Now, if you remember, Michael Thomas played for the Dolphins with Kenny Stills. They were both, quote-unquote, kneelers. So Michael Thomas appreciated what Bill O'Brien said, and at least on a day where – or no, summer where Bill O'Brien has gotten a lot of crap spring and summer, at least today, probably going to be looked at by a lot of people and saying, all right, that's the right attitude.
Read that again.
Being new here and hearing Coach O'Brien compared to what we've heard.
Well, okay. So that's the step. Yeah. Compared to what we've heard.
Yes.
Like, and JJ. I'm not going to stick my head in the sand. I hear what's going on out there. Okay. Players know that people think Bill O'Brien's an a-hole.
Do you think it was about the Texans or what he's heard as far as kneeling and protesting around the league in terms of what he's heard from other coaches and owners? Because he's been a prominent – he's not Eric Reed, he's not Callen, but he's been a kneeler.
Oh, I got that he's got a different opinion of Bill O'Brien than what he had heard about Bill O'Brien.
It's possible. Certainly possible.
And you, it's like you can't – and, oh, by the way, he did know Kenny Stills, and Kenny Stills might have told him,
Yeah, at the end he goes, I was not expecting Bill O'Brien to be that thorough with his comments. That means a lot. So maybe you have the right track.
I don't know.
I just know that he's been a guy who's had to deal with the results of his deciding to make that stance or take that stance.
There's an Eric on the line here.
Huh, that's surprising. Let's take Eric on the other side.
Okay, let's see what Eric has to say. There was an Eric that you called Week D a little while ago.
Yeah, a specific Eric. It wasn't for all Erics.
No.
Just one specific
Eric. We don't know that this is Eric Long.
Exactly.
That specific guy that you termed Week D.
Well, I just simply said, if your woman is too busy calling a radio show while she's laying in bed with you, maybe you're not entertaining her in the way that you should. That's all.
Whoa. You dropped a Week D on him. 1030 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about Hoops Sporting Goods and Equipment. That's my guy, Keith Tate. And listen, you got kids that are small or young or they're not that tall or they're not that athletic, whatever the case may be. None of that matters because if they can't reach a 10-foot goal, and a lot of kids can't out there, basketball's no fun. You're defeating the purpose. They can't enjoy it. You want them to be outside as opposed to playing video games all day inside, be outside, shooting baskets, getting more athletic, getting exercise, being in your driveway where you can keep an eye on them. All of these things are happening. Or in your backyard. You can put it in your backyard. Keith Tate will do that. No matter where you want it, he's going to get that job done. All of these things are beneficial, but they're only beneficial with a Pro Dunk Hoops goal because you can lower the goal so the kids can actually enjoy it. They can practice their dunks. They can actually hit baskets. They can actually have fun, mom and dad. And oh, by the way, it's the best goal and will make your house look better. It's got curb appeal so that your house actually improves in value as opposed to some of these goals that just look like crap. So if you're looking for the best goal in the market, ProDunkHoops.com. It's not even close. ProDunkHoops.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So when last we left you, I think probably most Erics are pissed at you right now.
But I didn't take shots at all Erics.
Just one in particular.
One specific Eric. It wasn't a shotgun blast. It was a sniper shot at one.
Oh, okay. With a high-powered rifle?
Well,
off of the top of a building?
Maybe gun imagery isn't great.
Off the fourth floor?
Okay. Once again, we're on the fourth floor, by the way. Once again, gun imagery isn't great. Let me just say, it wasn't a shot at all Erics. It was one Eric in particular.
Okay. Well, let's see which Eric this is that's on hold. What do you say? Eric, how are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
That's Eric Wong.
What do you know?
Well, Eric Wong, we didn't think you'd call in.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I don't know why Bill thinks I hang out with strippers. I hang out with high class broads.
Because he's told us. He's told us you hang out with strippers. He's told us he's hung out with strippers.
Yeah, you said.
My middle name is, and Bill's being racist against the Asian community.
How so?
My middle name is Long Dong Wong. That's my full name, Eric Long Dong Wong.
But even if that dumb nickname is real, how am I being racist against...
My anaconda don't want none unless you got fun, hun.
How? Why am I being racist against Asians?
You know how you're being racist, Dell? My brother?
No.
I still love you.
First of all, don't call me brother. And secondly...
My brother.
I'm not your brother.
I like a brother, like you're my brother.
I'm neither of those things, though. Brother.
With the A at the end.
I know what you meant, and it's still not the case.
Not the E-R, the A at the end.
It's a soft A.
It's a soft A.
So he can say it.
Yeah, I know what he's alluding to. I get it.
No.
Like the French say it.
What? What'd you say?
Like the French say it. Brother. You're my brother.
No, I'm not. Are you finished?
Okay, go ahead, though. I'll let you go on with your sexual fantasies about me.
It's not a fantasy. It's just a matter of opinion that if your girl's too busy calling us, you ain't doing it right. That's
what
all.
You doing? Why is Tammy calling us?
Who's Tammy?
Okay.
Okay. Crystal, Tammy, whoever
Crystal,
it is.
Tammy, who's that?
It was Crystal yesterday, right?
You watch on Cam Girls there, Dill?
How do you know? No. What
I'm
saying
is... I'm going to look up Crystal Tammy today.
Well, Tammy called today, correct?
Yeah, Tammy called today.
I believe Crystal called yesterday.
Crystal Cammy, is that the cam girl that you watch, Bill?
No, I just gave her a suggestion. Since you can't take care of her, then maybe since the strip clubs are closed, she could do that. Go on Cammy.
My high class bros are at work right now. They're lawyers and doctors. They're essential workers.
That's a lie because you've talked about your stripper predilections before.
Yeah, you do. You got.
You've already snitched on yourself. Sorry,
Beat it, Eric.
Eric Wong. That's, by the way, for the person who asked. That's Eric Wong.
Why has he got weak D? Why has he got to put weak D in
him? That's a question for him and Tammy.
Wow.
Not for me.
That's terrible. Ricky got his green jacket. Allison Stokey. Yeah, okay.
What would you trade? Would you pick the green jacket or Stokey? You would?
Yep.
You think you can just get
yourself? I got Wendy. I don't need Allison
Stokey. I forgot who I'm talking to. You're right. Okay. I forgot.
That's all.
You are correct.
Yep. Man, Dell should do the live spot for Men's T Clinic. If you got weak D, go to Men's T.
If you're like Eric Wong and have weak D, go to Men's T Clinic.
I don't think contactless delivery for strippers is going to catch on. You may be right.
I didn't say you couldn't give a lap dance, but if the concern is multiple people in a strip club and that's why they're closed, Tammy, there are other ways to make that money. Let's not limit yourself.
What is fans only?
It's only fans, I think is what they mean.
Oh, only fans?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a site where women like maybe Tammy could like create videos and for a subscription you can watch them. So Tammy could branch out and go like, look, we can't be in contact with each other, but you know what I can do? You can suggest I do something in a video and it'll cost you a monthly subscription. And I'll post pictures. I'll post videos. That's what that is.
OnlyFans.
Tammy, that's another route you can go.
There you go, Tammy. There's a way to make money while you can't strip, right?
Yeah, but according to Eric, he only deals with the highest of the highest class of people.
No, he said high class broads.
He used the term broads?
Yeah.
Okay. They're lawyers and doctors and essential workers is what he said.
I'm afraid not. Today is McLovin's birthday?
The dude from Superbad?
Yeah, 6381.
Shout out to McLovin.
McLovin, congratulations on your birthday.
Speaking of that, Seth Rogen went off on people.
Did he? Why?
Yeah, people were, stick to making movies. He goes, and he just responded with, F you, to everyone. That was like you just go down the list of comments. F you, F you, F you, don't watch my movies. F you, racist. He was like... I've had it. Like, I don't care. Seth Rogen's in a place where I made my money. You can't make me poor. So I'll say what I want.
Apparently, Bill O'Brien is catching a lot of praise from
a lot
of people.
You, yeah, it's trending that I think he's been the first. I think Sean Payton has said some.
Oh,
things.
Sean Payton's been out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the coaches who have audio release of them talking about this. But Bill O'Brien is getting a lot of love regarding what he said today on the call with Michael Thomas.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So encouraging, said Michael Thomas. The temperature has changed. The tone has changed. I wasn't expecting Bill O'Brien to be thorough and spot on. I don't know if I could have said it better. As a young African-American man, it's very encouraging. That's great. And, you know, listen, well, Vic Fangio kind of stuck his foot in his mouth.
He said he saw no racism in the
NFL. No racism in the NFL. You know, what with, you know, those three coaches that have jobs. Those three head coaches.
Yeah. Not a great look.
And no.
And NFL players have responded to to him. Terrell Owens said, maybe he needs a drug test. He needs to be drug tested. What does he think he was against? And then he said something about Colin Kaepernick. What does he think that was against Kaepernick? Vontae Davis? Vic Fangio is part of the problem. Chris Carson, this man is a joke. Yeah, so NFL players have seen it, and they're responding, I think.
Yeah, that's really not the way. I'm telling you, you got such a good opportunity to just jump on and get so much goodwill, so much tremendous goodwill if you're in the spotlight. This is an easy. I'm against Derek Chauvin. Really? Wow.
Here's a sound from it, and I guess we can make our own determination.
I think our problems in the NFL along those lines are minimal. We're a league of meritocracy. You earn what you get. You get what you earn. I don't see racism at all in the NFL. I don't see discrimination in the NFL. You know, we live in a great atmosphere, like I alluded to earlier. We're lucky. We all live together, joined as one for one common goal, and we all intermingle and mix tremendously. You know, if the society reflected an NFL team, we'd all be great.
Well, and to defend Vic Fangio, just a hair here. He is right in that I don't know that you can possibly have an NFL locker room that is racist.
Racially divided?
Well, and I've covered, I can't tell you how many teams I've covered. And it is a place that is not nearly as tense racially or racially divided. Or, I mean, if you're going to be a professional athlete nowadays, guess what? You're going to be, it's predominantly going to be an African-American locker room. Now, I'm sure that there are plenty of old school guys or whatever that had racist views or whatnot. But like he says, you really have to be in a community where you get along. Otherwise, you're not going to last.
Yeah, I think the locker room thing and in on the team and inside those meeting rooms, I understand that point, but Vic Fangio isn't a general manager or an owner, and now he hires people. He's part of the hiring process, so I'm not sure
he doesn't look at color when he's hiring players.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know how he treats assistant coaches. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know enough about him as a manager when it comes to being a head coach. But if you're going to point to things, a player would say, well, what about the lack of black head coaches? What about the lack of black general managers? And some players may have their own individual things where they've had confrontations with players or coaches. So overall, if you take his perspective, look, We all pull the same rope. We're all trying to do the same thing. We can't do that if we're separated.
That's what I think he was trying. Yeah. Now, whether or not, you know, if you look at the number, the general managers and the coaches and the owners, and you can certainly see, wait a minute, that there's a disproportionate number of white people, you know. So yes, I get that. But I think you're going to kill Vic Fangio because he feels like he's got a working atmosphere that doesn't display racism.
And the thing is, this is only 50 seconds, so I don't know if there was a follow up, or if someone asked him about a disparity in terms of black minority candidates, in terms of coaches and general managers, and even owners in the league. So this is one clip out of an entire presser that's been pulled, and then people can take their shots.
And quite frankly, I don't find anything offensive there.
He didn't say anything that's crazy. No. I just think, in the climate, and even the report that came out about the lack of diversity and the NFL trying to find ways, including giving people draft picks to be more diverse, it feels tone deaf considering the NFL acknowledged their own problem with diversity. But if you're a football coach, you go, look, I'm trying to win football games. Now, some people would say, yeah, you're trying to win football games, but you can still be a racist. But Vic Fangio would say, we all do this the same. We're all in it together to win.
That's right.
That's the goal.
But if you take a clip, Vic Fangio says there's no racism in the NFL. Well, that's not exactly what he said. I don't see any in my workplace is what I got out of it.
And I agree with you. It'd be pretty difficult to have an NFL team be successful if you were racially divided and that was ripping a locker room apart. So
right.
And coaches have... We all know coaches have this a mindset that's about football and how do we win? How do we best win? And when you're in a football environment, that's probably what he was discussing, and he doesn't have those type of – he doesn't see those types of situations.
He doesn't, no. All right, we got News of the Weird coming your way next. Right now, though, be a champion. You be a champion by going to champion.energy/1560. If you're looking to save money every single month, and go to champion.energy/1560. This is simple, people. I've told you about this for years and years and years and years, and it really is. It makes me nuts that you wouldn't just, when your contract is up with your electricity company, try mine. And you know what? You're not making a long-term out. You could do 6 months. You can do a year. You could do 2 years. You could do whatever. I do the 2 years. I do the max because I want to lock in on my rate. You lock in on yours. And I know this. When my bill comes at the end of the month, it ain't going to be outrageous. And I've seen plenty of outrageous bills before I went with Champion. So if you're looking for the best way to get that electricity in your home, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. It is our final segment of the show. So it's News of the Weird time. Weird! See, we never heal doing that. I'm just not as good at it.
He's dead to us, so we can't, unfortunately.
There's a protester. Where is he? Protester here, I'm saying. He knelt down to tell police that he loves and respects them. So what did they do? They threw him in jail. He was at a green space in Charleston, South Carolina, Sunday. Giovanni G. Jordan Jr. made one thing clear. He was not their enemy. Then they handcuffed him.
I saw it. He gave this impassioned plea about, I'm not your enemy. I don't hate you. I know that you have a job to do. And he was... the requisite, whatever distance they felt was appropriate, police walked over, got the zip ties out, and took them away. and I'm looking at this, I'm like going, what are you doing? What is going on? This is that particular example is why when people say protest this way, that's the proper way. What did he do that was wrong? And he still got taken away, zip tied, and taken away because he was vocal. But he wasn't in anyone's face. He wasn't a threat. Didn't matter.
That doesn't matter. That don't matter, brother. All right, a couple of stories here. Are you pissed? KFC is getting rid of their potato wedges and going with fries.
I love those potato wedges, but I don't go to KFC enough to care so much. And I've had the fry, like, as a kid, they had fries, they had potato wedges. I didn't love their fries, but there might be a new recipe. I'm not shook by it. Oh, no. No potato wedges at KFC.
No, I know, but I like the potato wedges.
I did, too.
Yeah. And if they go with fries, like Burger King fries, that's crap.
I don't know why more people just don't go with seasoned cut or Cajun fries at their place.
Yeah.
I love those.
Arby's curly fries?
Yeah, something like that. I love those fries anywhere, and not enough places do it.
Or McDonald's fries.
Yeah, well, McDonald's, I understand why they don't do it, because they're the king of fries, fast food fries.
Yeah. So apparently Jif is releasing a peanut butter pouch that you can squeeze the peanut butter out. This is revolutionary.
So they're giving you like single pouches?
Pouches like mayonnaise that you can squirt out.
Oh,
peanut butter.
Okay. I got you. So it's a squirt bottle.
Squirt bottle.
And you're a fan?
Yeah.
What about crunchy?
Well, you got to get a knife. You got to dig in there.
What about crunchy peanut butter? Are they going to have a pouch for that? Or is that...
Crunchy peanut butter is... If you're eating crunchy
peanut
butter,
like crunchy
you're a
peanut
bitch.
Butter. What? That's aggressive about peanut butter.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to call it B&B.
Are you a Jif or are you a Peter Pan type peanut butter? Skippy? What are you?
Skippy. I'm okay.
It's always been a Jif house.
Jif is good.
Yeah.
No. I you know what? I'll go with whatever right now.
You don't go with an organic, artisanal
peanut No. butter? God. We're going with more almond butter lately, though.
Who's the influence?
JT.
Yeah. Just gotten you on that. Are you still doing the cleanse?
No. I'm here now. So, yeah. Apparently, the Guinness Book of World Records has a new record. Largest... library book fine ever.
How much?
Borrowed the book, didn't return it. What do you think? Ballpark. I'll get within a couple hundred.
And there's no limit. They didn't ever go, okay, that's enough days. They kept letting it build.
Like, apparently.
I'm going to...
April 19th, 1955.
Till now.
2 cents a day. She paid it 47 years later.
So she had the money to pay for it.
Apparently.
I'm going to go 2 cents a day. That's hard math. Let's go $10,000.
$345.
Yeah.
And 14 cents.
Yeah, it's 2 cents a day.
That's a big number for a book.
But it's you've held it for how many years?
A book of children's poems, Days and Deeds. She had it.
That's the largest fine in history?
Yeah.
Only $345?
Yeah. George Washington borrowed a book, The Law of Nations, from the New York Library after becoming president and didn't return it.
Well, he's the president.
The Mount Vernon estate returned it 221 years later.
Did they charge that estate?
I don't know. How much that would be?
In the book, George Washington held book. You sell that.
Oh, I thought he was so honest.
Honest Abe. No, that's Honest Abe.
Well, didn't George Washington cut down the cherry tree? He admitted it? Was that George Washington?
I don't know. I thought that's where Honest Abe got his name from. Maybe it is George Washington, the cherry tree. Yeah, because Abraham Lincoln was killing vampires. So you're
yeah,
right.
He was busy with vampires,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's George Washington with the cherry tree.
George Washington, yeah.
Well, yeah. George Washington also owned people. So, I mean, he had his flaws. So he could lie about a library book.
So in England now, not only can you not have sex with anyone you don't live with, but you can also be fined up to $2,500 if you're riding a bicycle drunk. Guess where I'm not moving to, Dell?
Well, you don't ride bicycles drunk now, do you?
The guy is drunk.
I didn't say you weren't liquored up,
Dell.
But are you drunk riding them?
It's awesome. I ride my bike to Luling's, all right?
You're right.
Drink, and then I can't get a DUI. I ride my bike, I ride my bike home.
Riding while under the influence isn't a thing right
now. You can't get a DUI.
I'm going to see if there's actually...
Because there's no motor on the bike.
I'm actually going to see if there's a penalty for riding your bike drunk. Is there an infraction?
There it is, but it's probably not a DUI. That's what I'm saying.
Disorderly conduct?
No. Public intoxication, probably.
How many... We were talking about the library book, held it for so many days, cost $345, whatever. How many times do you think if there was an officer who actually cared, would you have been pop for public intoxication?
I have no idea. Forget that. 10,000 times.
10,000 times.
Okay, that's what my guess. All right, we're done. It's the press box up next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, mate.
This is ESPN 97.5.